Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. I don't know about you, but I am big time into the holiday spirit. It is time to go. We're in good shape on the shopping. The decorating's been done. We don't really bake cookies anymore, although maybe we should add that to the list. Maybe. Each week on the afternoon show, Julia Fellow and I speak to the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. And we had that conversation again this week, and it was fantastic. Here it is. You're sampling
the best. Yes. Time now for Travel Wisconsin on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com. We have Travel Secretary Ann Sayers, and we're talking about family-friendly travel.
So lucky in Wisconsin because we have all these amazing destinations and getaways that are fun for both kids and adults.
And we can also zoom down many hills with the help of Wisconsin Snow Report.
Yes. Adventure this winter break for ear-to-ear smiles with the kids. You can check out the Wisconsin Snow Report for the latest updates on which tubing hills are open. The Snow Report, this is our interactive map that tracks conditions for a variety of winter sports. You can click the downhill skiing and the snowboarding page to quickly find ski hills that are offering tubing. You learn about the conditions, amenities, and more. Most ski hills make their own snow, so even if it doesn't look like winter outside your window, which it totally does in mine, you can still find wintertime fun. So plan that tubing adventure at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
And can you talk about the trains, tinsel, and traditions on a trip to Southeast Wisconsin?
I love this one. Yes. So you can head to Southeast Wisconsin soon for festive fun at limited time experiences. Old World Wisconsin hosts Home for the Holidays. It's happening this weekend, Saturday, December 13th and Sunday, December 14th. Transforms the Living History Village into a nostalgic celebration of days gone by. You're going to enjoy a 19th century Santa's workshop, horse-drawn wagon rides, hands-on crafts, traditional Yuletide characters, festive food and brews, and a larger-than-life straw goat.
What?
And you can... I know. You got to see it to believe it. And then pair that experience with a ride on a Christmas train. The East Troy Electric Railroad runs magical rides to see Santa on December 13th, 14th, 20th, and 21st. You depart the train station in East Troy to head to Santa's workshop, which is AKA the Elegant Farmer in Iguanago, where the kids can meet the main man himself.
Oh, is that magical? That is so special. Wow.
So sweet. Yes. I know.
Also in the Fox Cities, there's an activity-filled getaway.
Yeah, lots to do in the Fox Cities that are kid-friendly. Start with a visit to the Heckrot Wetland Reserve. It's an urban oasis. It's 3.5 miles of stroller-friendly trails and boardwalks. Be sure to visit the Wild Space. It's a popular treehouse-style play space that educates about nature in super fun ways. Inspire more creativity and learning at the Building for Kids Children's Museum. I was just checking that out this weekend. It's so cool. It's a museum in downtown Appleton, wonderland of exploration that welcomes 140,000 visitors a year. It's very popular. Climb through the cab of a locally made Pierce fire truck. Get hands-on with guided activities in the art studio. Or learn about the Menominee tribe's language and culture through an interactive exhibit. And then finish your trip in a glowing baseball stadium. It's illuminated by over a million lights. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers unveiled a new holiday light display this year. It's ideal for families, and you can experience that festive celebration through January 3rd.
And you can warm up during a water park adventure throughout Wisconsin.
I mean, it's Wisconsin, and we've got some water parks, so you can set out for some kid-approved fun at one of many water parks across the state. Wisconsin Dells is where the indoor water park was actually pioneered. It's now known as the water park capital of the world. Cherish family moments at parks like the Kalahari Wilderness Resort or Mount Olympus. And then in Sheboygan, discover more water-based adventures at Blue Harbor Resort's water park. Breaker Bay Water Park is a warm indoor oasis with features for kids of all ages, including a surf simulator. Or you can even get up to Eau Claire for a splash-tastic fun at the Chaos Indoor Water Park. That's located inside the Metropolis Resort. It features water slides, a lazy river, activity pool, hot tub, and an aquatic playground. And you can keep the fun going because the resort also has an arcade and trampoline park.
Wow, so many ideas through this month and through the winter, and for especially when people are off during the winter break, Anne.
Exactly. So many things to choose from in every corner of the state right now.
Start your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Ann Sayers, go to TravelWisconsin.com to learn more. Ann, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I love her energy so much. And I love the guests we had on the show. A couple quick thank yous on the way out the door. Of course, Ann Sayers, thank you. Owen H., Peter Olison. Still smells like Kringle here in the studio. How good is that? And a big thank you to Stephanie Collette at Lake Geneva. Hope your holiday shopping and baking and decorating continues to go great. We'll catch up with you again next week on another edition of Experience Wisconsin. Have a great weekend.